Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Roberta Lowry, and I'm calling. I had a charge on my charge card, and I'm calling to see what this program is. It's something about schooling or something.
Okay. So I definitely understand you're calling in regards to charges, in which I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
43164.
And may I have your first and last name again, please?
Roberta Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y.
Thank you for the information. Just a moment. Thank you for patiently holding. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
9945 Crown River Road, Williamsport, Ohio.
All right, thank you for the information. So I showed December the 1st of last year, you placed the order. This was for our MUB smartwatch and earbuds. So the only thing you had to initially pay for those items would have been the shipping and handling to receive them. And within the terms and conditions, it explained that you were signing up for a 14-day trial. So if you do not cancel within that time frame at the end of the 14-day trial, you are billed for the full cost of that item as well. So that is what occurred on December the 16th and 19th. Of course, at that time, the trial had ended and you were billed the full price for both the smartwatch and earbud, $79.97 for the smartwatch, $49.97 for the earbuds. In addition to that, you did also have the subscription. This goes along with the smartwatch. It's called the MUB app. So basically, you're given 30 days for free when you first sign up, place the order. And then after that, you are billed every month for that, which is priced at $29.97. So that is the only thing that would be recurring at this point. As besides, you know, the smartwatch and earbuds charge, those are one-time charges. So there's no other charges after that.
Okay, because I wasn't under that impression at all. And it said something about schooling. And I'm like, I don't have anything to do with schooling. So I actually blocked my card because I'm not interested in any of that. So I didn't even realize that was part of the deal. So I need to get that off of there or whatever I need to do.
Yes, ma'am, that's not a problem. So what I'll do, I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation. That will go into effect immediately and prevent any charges from this point. Allow me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for patiently holding. So the account has been successfully canceled, which will go into effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you the confirmation. This will be for the cancellation submitted today.
Hang on just a second.
Okay, and let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. The confirmation is C as in cancel, 60375. And altogether, C60375.
And who am I speaking to?
My name is O. My full name is Okeris. That's O-K-E-R-I-S.
Okay, because I actually blocked my card. So there was a charge for January and February on there that they're disputing because I had no idea what it was. So they called me with fraudulent things on my card. So that's how I found out what was going on. So
All right.
December, January, and February was on there. So is there any way that can come off? As they blocked my card. So that you're not going to get the February one because they blocked it.
Right.
So I told them to block.
So if I may ask ma'am, you said you've already filed a dispute with your bank. Is that correct?
With my card company. They just called me. That's how I found out.
Right. So they are in the process of disputing the charge. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So since they are in the process of disputing the charge, we could have issued a refund, but anytime your bank or, you know, financial institution places a dispute, it's not going to allow us to refund the charge. So what we will have to have, if you can give your, you know, have your bank call us with you on the line. If they can verify that the dispute has been closed, then we can issue a refund for those charges for the February and January. So that wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. All right. So I have to get them and you on the same line to let them know that.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. All right. I'll try to get that done. Will I get a hold of you or will I just get somebody else?
It is possible that you may speak back with me again. It does occur. But if not, me, one of my colleagues will be able to assist. And, of course, everything will be documented. So you just call back and we'll get everything set up.
Okay. Thank you.
You're most definitely welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.